ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, long
year, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, live from Pia Sports Bar and Grill. We've got the Bullet Woody Party Wagon, not the Paddy Wagon.
I said
you,
Paddy Wagon.
You don't
want
to end up in the Paddy Wagon.
It's been a hell of a day for me. Am I finally just to the age where it's like, let's invite Lon to Pia's?
No.
Like tell him
we
it's,
need you here.
Tell him we're going to be in Rantoul Friday for the show and just let him drive around aimlessly looking for where we're doing a radio show. Meanwhile, you guys could do a relevant show. And not have me, like, just chatting in the background.
No, you're good. You're good.
Are we bringing up the Bears and Packers?
Oh, boy. I was going to say, speaking of which, $4 Fireball shots, $4 Captain Morgan's.
Yes!
We got Coors Light on draft specials.
We're giving away sunglasses, backpacks, ice molds, souvenir cups, bullet and lemonade sampling. So if you want one of those, come on up, and then you have them right here, the samplings. That is good. We got a little bit of a sampling ourselves, and football tickets. We're giving all that away today here at Pia's. Always appreciate coming to Pia's. We're going to do this, of course, today, and then two more times.
Homecoming weekend?
We know, yes. And I think that one, I think the weather will still be good for that, right? We'll be out here.
Mid-October, we'll be good. Yeah.
Then November, we'll probably be inside.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, fat man needs cooler weather. I'm starting to discover that where fall's a little bit better, I can layer up. That's exactly what I need.
They recommended that I grow a beard. I can't grow facial hair.
I can't
either. That's going to be a downfall of mine. So that's why I still look like I'm in my 20s. Speaking of which, before we go too far off the rails,
yes.
Joey Wagner, IlliniInquirer.com, is here with us. Lon always gets out of the way when you show up here to talk on the radio. I don't know if he's intimidated by you or he's just not that interested in hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, I've noticed that. He texts me, please, 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 please come help me on Friday. And then I come out here and he just gets away from it completely.
He just goes to the corner and drinks.
You want to get this out of the way at the forefront or at the very end, the parting shot?
Look, the Packers weren't that impressed. Let's just do it, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
I will say, I watched the Giants. I thought, before we get into the Packers, I thought, what terrible team did the Giants beat? How could this team have reasonably beat anybody?
I'm glad you started there.
And it took me a minute, and it was Lon's Arizona Cardinals,
yes.
The eventual proud owners of two top five picks, I think, maybe.
One of the owners of two top five picks, because the Bears have the Panthers pick and their own.
And I'd like to think we helped you get to that point. Here's the thing, Packers didn't look great against the Bears. The Bears are just a total disaster. And the Packers did just enough, right? I mean, I didn't leave that game thinking, oh, Jordan Love, this is the guy. Like, I'm not out on him, but he didn't wow anybody in that game. The Bears are just a disaster.
Mm.
Are you good now?
No.
What do you think of Jordan Love? I mean, honestly, like, give me your honest. You've been now through Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. It's enough's enough, right? But what do you think of Love early? I know it's early. What is your confidence in this kid for the next decade?
I mean, I like him. I think it also helps if you watch San Francisco. The Green Bay, San Francisco come from the same offensive mindset, and they don't ask a lot out of their quarterbacks. You run with the running game, your power running game. Now you need your quarterbacks to make some plays. And I think Jordan Love's good. I'd like to see him get out a little bit more, but I think they're doing a good job of just letting him come along and figuring out. Now, they're hurt. No Aaron Jones, no Christian Watson. The left side of the line, Derek doesn't want to hear another word about this. But I think he'll be okay. I mean, is he going to be those two? I don't think that's fair to think that he will, but I think he can be a good quarterback in the NFL.
I said it earlier in the week. He's looked comfortable. I think LaFleur, like you said, has dialed up some good things for him to have some reasonable reads, not too much to ask. And then I really like his quick release. I mean, that was something that Rodgers has as one of the best in the league, and Jordan Love's got that too.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're going to see more of what LaFleur wants to do with Jordan Love and not Aaron Rodgers, who really had a lot of influence on what they did offensively.
Over under 2026 the next time we beat you guys.
Under. I'll take under. I don't know that it'll be this year. Goodness gracious.
All right, let's get to what everybody wants to hear. You cover the Illini football team. What have you thought through 3 weeks going into the fourth one? You were into Kansas. It was obviously a non-competitive football game for the most part. Penn State, they hung in there and had a chance to win if the offense would have given them a little bit more, less turnovers. What do you think so far? What stuck out to you?
I think I think we all agree that they'd be 1-2 at this point of the season. One of those two, the Kansas was on the road, first road game. Like, that felt like a game with some turnover, roster-wise, coaching-wise, that probably was going to get them. And Jalen Daniels looked every bit the star that we thought he was going to be. But the way they lost that game, they didn't necessarily pass the eye test a lot of different times in that Kansas game. Penn State, they did. And the way they turned that defensively and kind of found their way there, I thought was encouraging. But then offensively, I mean, it truly doesn't really matter what you do offensively or defensively when your offense has that many turnovers. And Luke Altmyer just didn't look right. I thought our friend Jeremy Werner put it really well. He said he had a month's worth of mistakes in one game. And you knew mistakes were going to be there for him. But I don't know. I feel like I left the stadium thinking a little bit higher of the football team on Saturday versus when we drove back from Lawrence, Kansas, and it's like, oh, my goodness, this could be rough. They gave up 500 yards, and they just didn't look competitive. So the record's there. I just think the eye test has probably left some to be desired at times.
You've been around Luke quite a bit in terms of interviews and just being around the facility and whatnot. What is your expectation of the way that he's going to handle – the fallout of throwing four picks in a game and what that looks like next for a young quarterback?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. And I think a lot of that comes to the fact that they play Florida Atlantic. And you should, in theory, be able to run the ball effectively against this team. Now, we haven't seen that, so it feels weird to say like they're going to run well because they just haven't done that to this point. And then just kind of don't ask him to go win you football games, right? Just make short throws, medium throws. I agree with Jay. If the shot's there, take it. Be confident in taking your shot. But I just don't know that that's what's going to be needed of him tomorrow to get out of there with a win. So I think the timing of that actually lines up fairly well to just see a couple passes get completed, to see your guys make some plays after the catch. I think that helps a lot. And if there's something there, try it. But he had to win the Toledo game. He had to go out and win that. He had to try to will them back in the Kansas game. And it felt like he had to do that against Penn State, and ultimately it fell apart. But I just think that the schedule lines up for him to slowly kind of build that back up and then get on that road to Purdue.
Joey Wagner, our guest, IlliniInquirer.com, here to give us his thoughts on the Illini football team and also sample some Bullet Bourbon. He's doing both right now. The running game. Everybody's wondering what's up with the running game. As you evaluate it, what do you think is the biggest reason why it's not the same type of product that we expect to go into the year?
Well, I mean, losing an NFL player is certainly, I mean, that's an impact.
Probably a dumb question.
No, because against Toledo, the offensive line didn't allow them to get going on the ground. They'll tell you that they weren't very happy with how their run blocking was against Toledo, and it was better against Kansas, but they were down 31-7. Like, you can't put out the statistical output when you're forced to pass the ball for a hope of trying to win. And I thought you saw a little bit of it show up against Penn State and that the run blocking was better. But now you're starting to fairly ask, like, who's the number two running back who's going to be able to complement Reggie Love? We thought it was going to be Josh McCray, and that's just not shown up on the field through the first three games. You see Caden Fagan start to get a little bit more, and he runs hard. He falls forward, just like things that get a couple more yards. Like, he's looked pretty good in his limited sample size. And then I still think there's questions about Aiden Loffrey. We just haven't seen – He's a different back, right? He's faster than those other guys. That's his thing, is he's really fast. We just haven't seen him be able to add that. So, I mean, I think there were I had questions about the running game coming in. I didn't think that the best option would be spoiled by an offensive line that didn't help them in that first game. And then the defense let them down, really, in that next game.
Joey Wagner, Illini Inquirer, you read his stuff there. I want to ask you about the back end of the defense. How is it doing? In your mind, how is the back end playing? And without now losing Bailey, can this team win 7-8 games with not only kind of an inexperienced secondary, but also now you're losing maybe your most talented back there?
I think seven. I think seven feels like that's still very much on the table. Matthew Bailey, can we just say how good he looked?
My goodness.
He played 22 snaps against Penn State, and like he looked like a guy that they had hyped up all offseason, and it looked all fair.
Yeah, I said he's like the most pop. I don't think we've ever talked more about somebody in my life.
A sophomore.
He
got more conversation, again, because of the turnover of the positions and maybe a little bit because of he's in State and Moline. It felt like the conversation around him was louder than Gabe Akis all offseason, and Gabe was – you're just as productive, if not more, as a freshman a year ago. So the back end,
that's a good point.
It's been up and down, obviously. I think Xavier Scott right now is your best defensive back, and I don't really know that there's that much conversation around it. They're not throwing a lot to Taz Nicholson's side, and I think there's been some moments where you kind of go, ugh, okay. But if you take away some of those penalties, he's been okay.
Yeah.
He's been okay.
Yeah.
But you do wonder, safety in particular, where's the depth? You lose Matthew Bailey. You lose Demetrius Hill. I mean, if you're Brad Bielema, you're doing the whole, thank God I called that guy with Clayton Bush, right? Because he's such a valuable piece. Miles Scott's been a little bit up and down. Obviously, that first game, it was the revelation, and then it kind of came back with some of his angles and, you know, just maybe wasn't quite that first game. But I don't know. Less growing pains than I thought,
but
you can still see some back there.
So I'm breaking this season into two, right? Your non-conference that also included a conference game, but against maybe the best team in the Big Ten, arguably. Now, I don't know.
I mean, you won't see a more talented team on Illinois' schedule than Penn State.
Exactly. So I'm kind of taking those four together, including Florida Atlantic tomorrow. And then you look at the rest of this Big Ten West. I really honestly in my mind feel like Brett Bielema has this roster and this team to the place that they can compete year in and year out in this Big Ten West. I know that changes next year and there's no longer a West and an East, but knowing that you've got another season of that, and what I'm saying, Joey, is I think that you've got coming up after Florida Atlantic a slew of games that Illinois, like we call them toss-up games before the season, where Illinois could win as easily as they could lose those games. Have we learned enough in these first three, and I'll even count tomorrow, and let's say you win by 17. Have you learned enough about this team on how they're going to play against the rest of this schedule that I feel like is all kind of even, if that makes sense? I know Iowa, you get like your peaks. You get Iowa, maybe Wisconsin's a little bit of
Maryland.
A bump. Maryland for sure.
Maryland.
But do you feel like comfortably you've learned enough to say, oh, yeah, they can go out and beat an Iowa. They could beat a Wisconsin. They could beat Purdue.
I've learned enough about them, and I think if you've watched the rest of the Big Ten, I've learned enough about the West to make you think that they can win those games. And it's clear, like, when there's not a dual-threat quarterback, and you're only going to really see truly one at Maryland, and maybe Hudson Card at Purdue, that this defensive front looks like this defensive front that we thought it was going to be, that they can pin their ears back and get back and make quarterbacks uncomfortable. If they're not bringing them down, it's the pressures. I mean, pressures, to me, are as big of a stat as sacks or TFLs. And Johnny Newton didn't record a sack, but you can't look at anything he did and say, well, he was less impactful than Gabe Akis, right? Because I think you're starting to see that. So I think we've seen enough from this team. We've seen enough around the Big Ten to think, yeah, it's still on the table. Like, here's the thing. This team in a month might be 4-2. You go Florida Atlantic, Purdue, Nebraska looks like a mess right now. So yeah, I mean, the narrative's different in a month if they're 4-2, right? And it probably is going to take just 6 wins to win the West. 6 wins might get it done, and Iowa's going to be there, right? I think Iowa's the one that you would look at and say they should be the favorites. They should be the favorites, but their offense doesn't inspire. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's still enough there that we've seen to think that Illinois could put something together here.
Tonight, Purdue at Wisconsin. Oh, I'm sorry, Wisconsin at Purdue. What are you expecting out of that one? If you had to pick it between those squads,
And just understand that in about 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you this question again. So make sure that you really understand what you're saying now so that in 5 minutes, you can say something different.
You just want to give me the app, Juan? I think, Wisconsin was a benefactor of a lot of Georgia Southern turnovers last week, but they haven't looked overly impressive. I still think they probably have more pieces. Eventually, they're going to remember that Braylon Allen is their running back and really start getting it to him and letting him go, especially on the road. So, yeah, I mean, I would probably pick Wisconsin in this game. Purdue hasn't won at home, which has only been two games, but this isn't some home field that, you know, you think, oh, boy, you're not going into LSU or wherever the case may be.
Tomorrow, in terms of Illinois, is there anything that Florida Atlantic presents that could be scary or make it a situation where it'd be a sweaty situation in the second half?
If they cannot let Illinois get going on the ground, I think that could be one of those things where you think, you would have ideally liked the Luke Altmyer to complement the run game and not the other way around. But they're so banged up injury-wise with their quarterbacks and running backs, and their offensive line is probably going to struggle against this Illinois defensive front. So I think Illinois, they could have used this game before Penn State, but I think the way that Penn State went, particularly with Luke Altmyer, I think this is timed up pretty well for them to just maybe kind of pop their shoulders back out a little bit and start to really get that ground game. I think that's the biggest story for me going in is can they run the ball, and I just don't know that Florida Atlantic is fully going to be able to stop them from doing that.
A few more minutes with Joey Wagner, IlliniInquirer.com. On that note of kind of like popping your shoulders, puffing your chest, how much does this team need that? Like being around them, maybe they don't give you the sense one way or another, but do you think that confidence is needed for this squad? Have they worn the first 3 weeks a little bit too much? I mean, they've struggled. They could easily be 0-3, or do you think they're fine and maybe not in that type of a circumstance?
Like you can always use a win against a team you're supposed to beat, right? But I don't get the sense that they're falling apart or that they've lacked or lost that confidence. I think, and Brett Bielema mentioned it one of these press conferences, I'm going to go back to the run game. You need the confidence of seeing one go, seeing one spring off, and being able to kind of know that, okay, we can still pick up these chunks on the ground. So maybe from that, but I don't get the sense that these guys have wavered. Think they might have just played the MAC champions.
Right.
Kansas may well play in the Big 12 championship game.
Agree.
Penn State may well play, which I think is a much further shot just given Ohio State and Michigan. But they played three teams that are going to be in contention in the top three in their conferences. I mean, that is a tough schedule. That's not to excuse the way they played at Kansas. That is the most glaring one to me. But I think there's kind of that understanding of, yeah, this was a kind of a bear to start this thing.
Call it old age, I guess, but realization is the idea that I've had more people than not come up to me and say, I can't stand when you guys talk about how good the schedule's been. Well, it has been. I mean, I think this is a Toledo team. I know they only won by like a touchdown last week. I think this is a Toledo team that could run the table.
They might win 10 games.
I totally agree.
I could see them being 11. Like they,
yes.
Look around the MAC, right?
Yes. So, I mean, should Illinois be apologizing for being 1-2 and having to go up? I mean, there's not many teams in the country that are going to beat Penn State or at Kansas.
No, they shouldn't be apologizing for it. But I think there's also the reality that, again, it's how you played. Like, yes, you can make all the fair things about the schedule, but they just didn't look good against Kansas in any way, shape, or form. And even Toledo, there were stretches of just, yeah, I think offensively they need to, you know, they've had a couple first drives, Lon, where you're like, oh, yep, something is cooking here, and then it's punt, 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 punt. Or last week it was turnover, turnover, turnover. I think that's, you'd like to see them get some points out of two of the first three, two of the first four, if not more than that.
Yeah, it's been the eye test, right? And in one breath, like in the offseason, you'd say this team can win the West. Then you can't say, well, Toledo's tough, right? And Kansas, we were down 30 in the third quarter. Like, I think that's where a lot of people are coming from with that.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I think you can win the West, though, with all of that.
That's you can, how bad but I understand. I understand where you would watch that.
No, but
and
I
think,
totally agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
yikes. Because at the end of the day, you're still, let's look at Toledo, at the end of the day, you're still a Big Ten program,
yep,
that hopes to play in Indianapolis, and you're down to the wire with a MAC team. And for as good as they are, and we think they're a good team, like, just, if I always think about it, like, if you're just walking around like a college basketball neighborhood and you don't know anybody, or you have enough information, you see that without any depth, you think,
right,
whoa, what is, why is this happening like this?
It's a good call. It's a great call. All right, I got to ask you about basketball. I know, obviously, the
schedule. Let me get the mic to Derek here.
Yeah, right. No, I'm talking women's. Let's talk women's.
All right.
No, obviously both. How excited are you? I know Derek obviously is the main dude for the guys, and you handle it obviously on the female side, the women's side. But how exciting is it to go into a season now where you feel like there's big expectations for both programs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different. And it's women, like the rise of women's basketball under Shauna Green last year is what changes
was
the whole
so
conversation,
cool,
right?
It was, and so cool.
So there is a legitimate buzz about that program, and fair, right? They mm-hmm. bring back their core, their entire core, and then they go out and they supplement in the portal with what they clearly were lacking,
right,
a year ago, and they bring in some talented freshmen. So I think it's different. It's a lot different than what you're used to with Illinois women's basketball. And then men's basketball is men's basketball, right?
Yep, I mean, you exactly
put out a schedule and people are going to be, I mean, I don't know. They're going to be really mad and they're going to be really happy. And maybe if two or three will be somewhere in the middle.
Yep, yep. All right, Joey, you texted me one day and you're like, I didn't realize that you were such a candy guy. So Hans D knows this. Derek Piper knows this. Jeremy Warner knows this. Mike Carpenter knows
this. Is this your go-to bag of candy?
So
that's
this
a bad
is
bag.
My current... I feel like I switch in between chocolate and then more of the fruity.
Okay, sure.
But right now, with the weather being warm, it's the chocolate is going to, yep, you know, is obviously going to. So in this bag, we've got Mike and Ike's, mm-hmm, Hot Tamales, Lifesavers, and Starburst.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any red Starburst, so that's, you're going to lose some points on that
let's
one.
Let's see. There's three of them,
oh,
right,
look
there.
At
yeah,
you.
See, I just had to switch the bag around. So, yeah, because you obviously, I guess you must have brought candy. For the trip to Lawrence?
Yeah, we stopped at a gas station. I left with a lot of bags of candy. And he said, Werner goes, you're the only one who likes candy as much as Lon. And I said, I didn't know Lon liked candy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the Chewy Runts. Have you had them?
Yes.
The Chewy Sweet Tarts. Chewy Sweet Tarts.
Chewy Sweet Tarts.
Those
are really
the ones.
Good. Chewy Sprees.
Oh, yeah.
Just the Spree in general they used to have at Memorial Stadium back in the day. And then they got rid of them one year. They just got rid of them.
I bet you were upset.
It broke my heart. I would have rather – it would be like them coming in next year and saying, we don't have beer again. And I'm like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Those are you trying sprees, to get an NIL deal?
Well, it was awesome. So favorite candy, you think? See, it's hard.
It's hard. I
can't pick a favorite candy. Starburst is right up there.
The Sour Patch watermelons are pretty high up there.
I'm not a Sour Patch dude.
No, you're missing out on these.
I think it's because of my age.
Is that?
Maybe.
You okay?
Yeah. Might be my age. I don't know. That stuff.
They're not that sour.
They're not? I'll try it.
You'll thank me for it.
Okay.
You'll be better for it. There's a gas station right
over
there.
How about a candy bar? If I had to give you a candy bar right now.
Take five.
Interesting. Mine would be 100 grand. How about you, Pipes?
How is that less interesting?
I'm a Milky Way guy. Milky Way.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bad.
What?
What is it's what, terrible.
What do you mean it's bad?
Does anybody know what Take Five is?
Yes. Look at everyone's nodding.
So the other day, I went to a movie for the first time in forever and got my, of course, this is why I look like I look like. I got my popcorn and my pop, and then I had to get Milk Duds because it goes perfectly with the salt and the butter of the popcorn. So Milk Duds, are they up there on your?
No.
What?
I was told you like candy, not you like bad candy.
Oh, my goodness. See, this is where they are. This is like the Packers-Bears right now. Okay, this will be the last time Joey Wagner's ever on the show with us, so I hope everybody enjoyed
it. Controversial candy takes. He's like fired up about it. I respect it though.
I do too.
I hope you do. We'll help you with your candy. You're kind of a mess.
I really like dots. Like when I go trick or treating, dots.
Bad.
No, that's a joke. That everybody knows that dots are bad. I didn't know Milky Way sucked and that Milk Duds weren't good.
This is truly the first you're hearing of this?
I like Milk Duds too. You know. I don't know.
That's why we do the show and Joey does.
Bad.
Joey Wagner, thanks for stopping by, man.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Kyle.
Thanks, buddy.
I know we're due for a break, so let's get to one. Come check us out. We got about 30 minutes left here out at Pia's.
Hans D going to do a little.
Oh, yeah. We got the special guest,
Hans
D.
We got it coming up. Who you got?
Jay Layman, Joey Wagner, Hans D. That's a great guest list. Hans D. still to come. This is The Drive.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Say goodbye to redness and hello to happy skin. Merle Norman's new Red Correct Treatment Primer is a science-based color care formula containing over 20 corrective ingredients that help calm and soothe sensitive skin. This is a multi-purpose facial primer that turns from green to beige when massaged into skin. Use it to help color correct red areas, decrease sensitivity, and prep skin for makeup application. Shop Red Correct Treatment Primer now at Merle Norman 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper live at Pia's. We got two more live shows coming up later this year. Homecoming, obviously, and then in November here at Pia's. So we will be ready to roll, getting you ready for Illinois football. Of course, the Illini and Florida Atlantic tomorrow at 2:30. All right, we've got a special guest. I'm calling a piece of property a guest, but this thing is really cool, and nobody knows it more than David Doolittle. He is the touring ambassador for Bullet Bourbon. David, what's up, man?
How's it going, man? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming out. So you told me that you actually tour with this wagon. What is that? I mean, how many spots do you hit like this?
Well, we call this the Bullet Woody. We take it literally to every market in the country. It's been here before. I've never been to Champaign. It's beautiful. And Pia's is amazing. But, yeah, we take it to music festivals, to all sorts of events, whiskey events, but also tailgates like we're going to be doing here tomorrow.
It is amazing how cool it is to look at and just to see it. Like, I walked by it, and I'm like, I want to make sure I don't touch this thing because I don't want to hurt my luck, you know, something would happen. So is that pretty easy to take along and put up and assemble, et cetera? I know you don't have to take it apart, but how easy is it to do all of that?
Well, we had it fabricated so that we could take it on the road, and
sweet.
So it's designed to be touched by people, and you know, people climb inside of it. We've got a TV off the back. The bar actually slides out of the front. It's designed after a 1937 Ford teardrop trailer.
Okay.
So, you know, we serve off the front of it. We take a bunch of photos with it. A lot of tailgating, so we, you know, live stream games off the back. It's not that hard once you know how to deal with it.
Exactly.
So.
Why is Kentucky, which is where you're from, Louisville, why is it such the bourbon capital of – I mean, is it just the perfect ingredients in Kentucky for this?
It's a lot of the ingredients that you need. Historically, the type of people who settled there, you know, we're all pretty nuts. Not as crazy as here in Champaign, Illinois, but, you know, and it has a lot to do with our location, you know, and – you guys call yourselves the heartland, but we're, you know, a river town in Louisville.
No doubt.
And so people could make their whiskey, put it on a boat, and send it down to big markets like St. Louis and New Orleans. So it's a combination of growing a lot of corn there.
Yes.
Our weather is really great for aging the bourbon once it's inside of the barrels. And in a combination of also just the type of people who came in there.
Exactly, baby. That's a great answer, by the way, for that. All right, the Bullet Bourbon, how long does it take to age before it reaches a bottle for us to consume?
Well, we get started in about 4 to 5 years later, and sometimes more. We will begin actually taking it out of the barrels and bottling it. So the orange label Bullet Bourbon that you'll see everywhere, that one is about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Our rye whiskey with the green label is the same.
Okay.
We do have a 10-year-old bourbon, and we do have some variations because when you're, you know, blending these different barrels, you might have one that's 10 years old that tastes really good when you blend it with one that's only 4 or 5 years. So.
I noticed they were mixing with lemonade today. What are some other things you can throw in with bourbon?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know,
pick
your classic.
Just pick it?
Yeah, your classic cocktails. I'm from Louisville in Kentucky, so I like to drink it as it is.
Right.
But, you know, cube of ice, but also a lot of people use a number of different sodas. Ginger ale is also really
sure.
good. But yeah, our drinks are all online. We the cocktail I like to make for people, we call it BLT. That would be a bullet, lemon, and tonic water.
Oh, interesting.
Super easy to make on game day, and a lot of people can enjoy it.
You're going to be in the tailgate lots tomorrow. So
yes,
those
sir.
Listening, if you're not able to get out to Pia's today, you guys are going to be here until 6 o'clock. Really appreciate, by the way, you guys coming out, truly.
Thank you.
But it will be in Lot 31, kind of by the alumni tents there. So I tailgate close to that, so I'll come over and say hi tomorrow, David. But, yeah, so you'll have it out there. What time you guys get? Are you getting there at 7 like us? You need some breakfast or what, Dave?
No. We're in the whiskey business, man. We stay up late. We'll be out there about, I think, starting around 11.
Okay.
And we'll have some things that we're handing out. Also, we're going to be playing cornhole.
Sweet.
You know, might have a football out there, too. So.
David, great to meet you, man. David Doolittle, touring. He is the touring ambassador for Bullet Bourbon.
That thing is awesome, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks to Pia's.
Yes, absolutely. Good stuff, my man. Thank you. That is awesome. That is David Doolittle getting it done for Bullet Bourbon. I know you're kind of almost done with yours, Derek.
I am done.
There's no kind of in there. That thing is done.
Oh, it was a virgin drink. Don't worry about it.
I know. Yeah, people know we can't do that.
Oh, right.
On the air, so we joke
officially
about it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm disappointed you didn't ask how many that thing sleeps.
David, how many does that sleep? You guys have to sleep in that every night, don't you?
No, we don't. I think I've gotten about 11 folks in there before, which is a little tight. I only recommend about 3.
Man.
It's pretty sweet. So TV off the back. I haven't even gone to look at that yet. You got all the bourbon in the front.
Got everything you need.
I mean, there's what else would you need in there? I mean, that's the amazing thing. You going to jump in?
Yep.
Here's one of the owners of Pia's. Yep. What's up, Eric?
Hey, always good to see the two of you.
Yes, thank you again for having us out. You know we enjoy doing this. How cool is that thing?
Well, we end up with a perfect day.
Oh,
this little thing, I need an Illini tailgate machine like
that. You know
that.
What?
That is awesome.
I know. Somebody ought to take a picture of that and try to figure out. I got some guys that are a lot smarter than me that could maybe fabricate
and
that.
And at the end of the tailgate, you just take a nap back
Boom.
There. And you're
That's
done.
All you're
done. Wake up in the morning and haul it home, you know?
What do you think of this football team real quick, Eric? I mean, listen,
well,
you win
I think
tomorrow.
We have an opportunity to run 3 here in a
I
row.
I do, too.
And if we don't do it, I mean, this is key. We've
yes,
got to show
this
up
is a huge
tomorrow.
Swing.
Got to line up. I think this is a chance for Luke to start showing what he can do.
Yes.
Obviously, he had a horrible game last game with the interceptions. But, you know, offensive line's got to give him a little more time, too.
Amen.
You know, they made some changes over there on the right side of the line, moved some guys around from guard to tackle. And so let's see how they line up. I think this is a different game. This may be a confidence builder here tomorrow.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was going to bring that up with Pipes earlier. I mean, Luke Altmyer's taken a couple of shots this year.
Too many shots.
Too many. I mean, even, you know, the fourth down to Casey, obviously that guy went in just untouched for Toledo. But Luke Altmyer, I'm not trying to make excuses for a guy that had 4 interceptions in a game, but he has taken some shots
He's
early.
He's taken some shots. And you got to remember, too, if you look at Luke's history, you know, prior to coming to Illinois, he really doesn't have that many snaps. And so, you know, this is still a learning curve for him, and the Big Ten is a big deal.
Yep.
And, you know, but he needs to mature, and he needs to mature really fast.
I totally agree with you on that. All right, Eric, everything's rolling again here.
It's rolling again, and, you know, homecoming's not that far off.
Oh, that's crazy.
If we could have his beautiful day today, we'll be outside here again. But homecoming's coming. We got some great guys coming back. You know, DJ Az Woods is coming back.
Yes, our
former
guy.
Player. Keem Spence looks like he's going to make a trip. He's
nice.
A big boy, but, you know, he's spent 10-plus years in the NFL. And I think we got a couple other possible NFL players coming back for homecoming, and that's always a tribute. And, you know, of course, you know, Jay kind of just fires it all up. Seeing him on Big Ten Network anymore, I mean, he's the star. He's got his hands in the air and everything. He's fired up, you know.
He totally is.
You know, and, you know, Britt Miller's a lot like that, too. You know, those guys just love the game.
They
played the game. They understand the game. And, you know, if Britt wasn't playing on a Friday night, we would probably get him over here, too.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be great to surprise Jay with Britt out here one day? But unfortunately, yeah, you're right. He is going to have a game.
And I feel bad for Britt because, you know, he's down there at St. Teresa, which has always been a playoff team.
Huge.
And I think they're 0-3 right now. They've played some great talent. Man, I want Britt to be able to make it because he's that type of guy.
You know you're good when they kick you out of the conference.
You know, it's like up here in Fisher, too, with Matt Sinclair.
Yeah, absolutely.
These guys are real football players, and they understand the game.
They were overachievers, and
something
that's
what's
cool.
Something about these linebackers, they just have a hungriness about them.
I love it.
It's different than the other ball players, and that's what you got to love. And so,
Eric?
No, but we're excited. We thank everybody for being out here tonight.
Absolutely.
Wonderful having the Bullet people here. Great samples. What a great staff.
It's
this
awesome.
Little Woody is wonderful over here.
Well, and your Pia staff, they're everywhere.
We got a full crowd here, and the inside's jammed too. And
that's awesome.
Not that I'm trying to take a plug in, but they're going from here to Billy's with the Bullet, and then they'll tailgate tomorrow. So,
yeah,
you know,
go.
This is a wonderful opportunity for us to be part of this too, just like with you guys. and go Illini.
And Eric, I credit your staff because they are everywhere out here. I mean, every 5 seconds they're asking us if we need water, if we need that. That's all. I mean, you have to have that, don't you?
You
to
know,
be successful.
15 minutes from now, you can have a cocktail too when you're off the air. But hey, the bottom line is, you know, it is all about service, and we've got a great staff
Amen.
Here, and they're just doing a great job. And we've grown from the pandemic. We get better every day. And we're just happy to
Let's
have
go.
Everybody in here.
We got Hans next for who you got. So what do you got tomorrow? Are they going to win by what, 17?
Oh, I'm going to say, gosh, 17 isn't a bad number. I'm kind of hoping that we win by 23 tomorrow.
Okay, let's
I
go.
Hope we do a big spread that we haven't seen in a while. We need some offense.
Yes, we do.
Looney needs to show up, too.
Yes,
you know?
He does.
We need some play calling that we all get excited about. So, you know, we're close. I think this is a turning point tomorrow for us in Illinois. We got to get back even, and then we got a couple games that I think we can all win. And, you know, if any of you guys are interested in going over to Purdue, our quarterback club has a bus trip. I think we're down to about 5 or 6 spots for that. But that trip, you can go to
IllinoisQBC.com.
And, you know, it's a great trip. We leave at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Bus over there. It's a lunch ticket. Beverages, all
well,
that
I was
fun
say,
stuff. Can't imagine
surely
that.
Surely no cold cocktails
so,
on that bus.
That's a fun trip to go to
I
Purdue.
Bet.
You know, there's nothing better than leaving the stadium with a victory, and there's nothing even better than leaving an opposing stadium with a victory. It makes the trip home a lot more
Amen.
Fun.
Amen.
So,
to
hey,
that.
Thank you guys.
Thanks,
Great
Eric.
To be part of this. And ILL.
I, buddy. That is Eric Meyer. He is the owner. He and Chad, the owner here, owners. Here at Pia's, they do a wonderful job, and it's a great partnership with us that we truly, truly appreciate.
100%.
Is it time to get Hans on?
I think so.
Okay. We've waited long enough for the star of the show.
He's Learjet certified and everything,
That's
man.
Right.
He's coming back here with credentials.
This is unbelievable. Let's do it next when we come back. Hans D., who you got? It is The Drive.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground and eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF. Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Derek is the man of the people, baby.
Finishing up here on the drive with Sam Piper. We're saving the best for last.
Bullet bourbon.
It's good stuff, man.
That, I tell you what.
It's good stuff.
They even have all the ingredients that you use to make the bourbon. That thing is cool, man.
Can't wait to drink it after the show.
There's no way of stealing that, is there?
I don't think you get very far.
Yeah, that's probably true. My truck could pull that thing, though. Where's David at? I need you to keep David.
You asking to borrow it for the night? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, just keep David busy, and I'm going to take that for a little cruise.
A lot of people say
Dave's like, a lot of people say
that. We get that a lot.
Dave pulls out. He's like, uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, his bodyguard shows up and throws me about 30 feet.
You can pull him in a golf cart.
So you're going where after this?
Billy Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening and you're going to be at Billy's later, you're going to have it there. Of course, here at Pia's right now and Lot 31 tomorrow and tailgate Lot 31. So awesome for that.
We know he's
thanks,
who
David.
Is here right now, and that would be the one and only Hans D.
Hello.
Kyle, could you give us some F-ball? Because it's time for who you got.
Oh, that's true.
My God.
This is who you got. First up, we've got the MLB. Cubs. They hit 80 wins today. 80 wins.
Hey.
Can you imagine that?
I remember when we used to win 80
wins.
80
yeah,
games.
You used to.
Yeah.
Versus
it's
the Rockies. Who's winning the series? Cubs won today.
80 sounds so paltry.
80's not very good.
No.
I mean, I shouldn't say very good. It's
not.
Just, it's average.
So who are they playing?
The Rockies.
Oh, the Rockies. Oh, they'll
Cubs.
Win that series.
They'll sweep that. Yeah.
They have to, right?
Sweep that.
They have to sweep it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they sweep it. The steal.
I want to see the Cubs in the postseason. I'm saying that as a diehard Cardinals fan. I want to see the Cubs get to the playoffs.
I do too. I said it the other day. They're not going to win a World Series, so I don't have that. I don't have any stress on me about them making some crazy run. But I'd like to see them in the playoffs.
I think they're a fun team.
Thank you.
I like Swanson. I like Morel. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, you guys should join the good side, the North side.
We right. stink. Baseball season's over.
Next up, the pathetic Cardinals at the Padres. Who you guys got?
Pass.
All right. Next up, college football. Tonight, Friday night game, Wisconsin at Purdue. Wisconsin's favored by 5.5 points. Who you guys got?
Oh, so this is a game?
This is a game.
Okay.
I put some hard-earned money
Ooh.
On Purdue plus 7 earlier in the week.
Did
I think
you really?
I think Purdue covers the spread.
Okay.
It's a Wisconsin defense that has not impressed me. And in the past 5 years, this is usually a spot that Purdue shows out pretty well. A bigger home underdog, cover the spread. They've won some of these games, most notably Ohio State, a handful of years ago. But I think Wisconsin goes in there and wins it with their running game, but Purdue keeps it close. Hudson Card makes some plays, but the Badgers ultimately win.
I think Purdue wins this game. Wins this game at home.
I don't hate it.
I think they win this game, and it just sets up even more fun next Saturday at 2:30 at Rossade, West Lafayette, with Illinois coming to town against a Purdue team, feeling it after a win against Wisconsin. That's going to help us down the road with Wisconsin losing. We need Iowa to drop one here. I have a weird feeling Purdue wins this, which means, Hans, that Wisconsin will win this by 38.
Whoa.
I mean, that's what's going to happen.
That's a take. That's a take, all right. Next up,
that is
got
a problem, though. As Kyle will know, Kyle, you can hop on the mic for a couple seconds. Not that that's all we allow you to do, but when Lon backs a bet or he advocates for one, then your team is doomed. So my Purdue plus seven just died when Lon said Purdue wins this game. Is that not right, Kyle?
Tell me about it.
Who's your one Cubs pitcher I'm still betting on? What's his
name?
Wisniewski.
Yeah, his season went downhill ever since he bet on his first start.
It's tough to come back from that. Hans?
Next up, number 24, Iowa versus Penn State. Both teams undefeated. Penn State is favored by 2 touchdowns. Who you got?
What time is this game?
6:30.
Oh, it's a night game? After a day of tailgating? I'm going to have to really focus in on this Sunday morning.
As our guy said from Penn State 24/7 site, they want to do whiteouts at night because that looks sick.
It does.
I mean, I know the spread's insane. It's like 14.5, 15 for Penn State. I just think that Iowa maybe doesn't even score. I could see it being like – I think that Penn State's offense still has something to prove, but if it was 21-3, 24-3, I would not be surprised. Penn State big.
You just said exactly what I would say. I'd be shocked if you see Iowa get the ball down the field much. They're going to need short fields. They're going to need punts to land where they need to land. They're going to need their defense to do what they do and score – just to make it, I think, a game. But, yeah, I think Penn State, man, is that going to be kind of depressing that Penn State just roll Illinois and roll Iowa? And you're like, okay, maybe we don't want to go to the East-West.
How bad would you feel, though, if Iowa goes in there and beats them? You'd be like, well, Purdue just beat us, or Penn State, I keep calling Penn State
Purdue. I know.
Penn State just beat us by 30, and then Iowa beat them at their house. So what does that mean for us?
There were so many weird things that happened in that Illinois game, to me. Like, the turnovers alone. That's 14 points out of that game. I mean, if Illinois scores on that drive in the third quarter, it's a 2-point game with 12 minutes left in the third quarter at home. And I just really think the game – I'm not saying Illinois wins it, but I think the game changes a little bit. You have the momentum of the Isaiah Williams catch, and then Altmyer immediately throws an interception down close – not close to the goal line, but essentially inside the red zone.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, because, I mean, you just kept – I kept looking at the scoreboard thinking, how are we not down by 4 touchdowns? And they weren't. So I think a lot of it changed on that one play with such a momentum swing. I'm not worried about Iowa beating Penn State. There's no doubt about that.
Next up, we've got number 6, Ohio State, at number 9, Notre Dame. Ohio State's favored by a field goal. Who you guys got?
This is a tricky one because Notre Dame's been the team that's been far more impressive, but they're getting 3 at home. It feels like a sucker bet.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to bet the Notre Dame plus 3.
Okay.
I say the Irish win at home. I mean, Ohio State, young quarterback going in there.
Yeah.
Sam Hartman's looked really, really good. Give me the Irish. I don't trust Ohio State's defense, and either quarterback makes some mistakes.
It seems like the years that Ohio State isn't so dominant that you know they're going to be in the playoffs, and this is one of those years. I'm not sure if this is a team that's destined for the playoffs. It seems like when they have that team, they always lose a game like this. So I'm with you in this. I'm going Notre Dame. I'm going to take Notre Dame at home.
Yeah, as much as I hate to say it, yeah, Notre Dame's going to win this one. All right. You don't know who you hate worse.
No.
Yeah. No, me neither. Nasty. Nasty. All right. The game of the week, obviously. Illinois versus the Florida Atlantic Owls. Illinois is favored by 15.5 points. Over-under is 45.5. 2:30 p.m. on BTN. It's their first meeting. Illinois is winless against the spread this season, but so is FAU. FAU's quarterback is out for the season after getting injured at Clemson. So Central Michigan transfer Daniel Richardson is expected to start. And fun fact, my mom and most of her five brothers went to FAU. So
nice.
It's tough for me to say like I want Illinois to kill them, but I do want Illinois to win. But yeah, who you guys got?
D for 3 at Florida Atlantic, huh? For five, yeah. Spread is what? I think Illinois covers the spread. I think this is a game that Illinois comes out and I understand that Illinois hasn't looked great against Kansas, and I understand that, and I do buy into the fact of who they've played so far. And I think you'll notice that tomorrow. I mean, if they struggle tomorrow, then I'm really going to start to concern myself about what is going to happen against Wisconsin, what's going to happen against Iowa, even Purdue. But I think you'll see Illinois do what they should do and kind of what we've been looking for out of them, which is a strong running game, a defense that absolutely dominates. I think Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph, they're going to eat all day tomorrow. I think Illinois just really three touchdowns at least wins this game tomorrow.
This team walks into town without their quarterback, without a running back or two, and they don't have teeth. Like, if you don't dominate this team, are you going to a bowl game? Probably not.
No.
That's how I feel ultimately. This is a perfect chance to insert your will, to cure some ills about this team, offensive line. Any questions you have about this squad should be fine tomorrow. You should be able to dominate, and I have them 31-13 doing so.
Wow. FAU scored two touchdowns against Clemson. Somewhat impressive. Clemson's not the best of the best, but they're not bad. But I've got Illinois 28-17 tomorrow.
That's close. You're doing that for tomorrow.
Not covering the spread.
You kept it close. Kyle, it looks
very
like we got like three minutes. We got 3 minutes.
I've got a few more matchups for you guys.
How about, let me give you one.
All right.
Hans D versus the Learjet Flight School.
Oh. Well, I know how that ended up.
How did it end?
I got that one. I got that dub. I passed that check ride.
How was it?
It was a challenge. It was just study, sleep, fly, study, sleep, fly the whole time. But, yeah, I got my type rating, and I'm ready to fly the Learjet, so I'm really excited about that.
My man.
Thank you.
Are you really ready to fly a Learjet?
I hope I am, yeah.
If any celebrities are flying into Champaign, Hans D is going to be flying them in.
Yes, sir.
He'll tip us off.
All right. We got Brutus the Buckeye versus the Notre Dame Leprechaun. Who you got in a fight?
Brutus
has a really big head. That's a big target.
That's yes. Yeah. I don't think what's the leprechaun's name? Or just the I don't think he can reach the head. Right?
No, you're right.
They're small little
dudes.
That's
true. Yeah.
He's gonna have to really like just wear out the kneecaps of Brutus.
But he's already got that crazy knee bend.
Yeah,
he does have the logo or whatever.
I agree.
He's got the wind up with the knee bend. I mean, his knee's got to have hella tape on it.
But if I'm going to go into a fight, my fists are going to be like, yeah, you did. I'm going into a fight with my fists like this, not like this old school, right? Like that's Joe Dempsey back in the whatever. I mean, they're like fighting like this.
Right.
I mean, I think Brutus just accidentally falls on him. Takes out a kneecap. The leprechaun takes a kneecap out. Brutus falls on him. It's over. Leprechaun can't get around it.
I'll take Brutus. Yeah.
The Leprechaun's got Brutus. That why I oughta energy to him, and I think he's going to upset Brutus.
He's drinking bullet bourbon. The Leprechaun's going to be
he's got why I oughta, but then he schedules all three service academies. He brings in Boston College. They play nobody.
Exactly.
Except
That's
for Ohio
exactly
State this
right.
weekend.
All right, Kyle, you better take us out with some music, my friend. Another week has come and gone. I wasn't going to go into some diatribe there.
Is that Tom Rinaldi?
Yeah, right. That's right. The Ryder Cup is coming up, baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, one more weekend for that. I cannot wait. Thanks to Pia's, Eric Meyer.
Absolutely.
Chad Pitcher. I mean, it's great coming out here. Thanks to everybody that came out. This has been a great crowd today. So thank you to everybody. Hans, thanks for always coming over. Joey Wagner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Benny. Joey Wagner coming out. Jay Lehman, he doesn't have to do that. He comes out. Joey Wagner was hurting today. I won't go any further. He didn't even try any of my candy. Thanks to the Bullet.
The Bullet
Bourbon crew as well.
That is awesome
that they came out. They're going to be at Billy Baru's later and then Lot 31 tomorrow. You got to come out and see this thing tomorrow. Come by my tailgate, go down and see. Well, it's not mine. You get what I'm saying. Where I'm at. And then go down and see it. It's awesome. You say that.
I got nothing else to say.
Let's get out of here.
Talk to you on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. It's The Drive.